and report to them what great things the Lord has done for you and how he had mercy on you. And in verse 20, we saw that he did this, and he went away and began to proclaim in Decapolis what great things Jesus had done for him, and everyone marveled. And so that's somewhat of what we want to do this morning. And so I want to ask you, how many of you in this last year, 2018, now you have to think back what happened. How many of you have received a blessing from the Lord? How many, would you raise your hand if you have received a blessing from the Lord in 2018? Would you raise your hand? You received a blessing from the Lord in 2000. Okay, most of us believe that we have. And the follow-up question is, how many of you would be willing to declare that, to declare what the Lord, to share with others what the Lord has done for you? Now, I don't think that anyone in here has been delivered from a demon possession, right? Anyone? Anyone in here? So I know you guys are joking around saying that again, that this guy was, but okay. No, but we have received a blessing from the Lord, and so we want to share that with others. Do we have my slide up here? Let's see. And then, so just to recount again, that one Old Testament scholar, Alan Ross, says, the call to praise, alleluia, is a call for the worshipers of God to offer their spontaneous shout for joy for that which they enjoy from God's hand. Praise was to the Hebrew a necessary condition of life. It was, so to speak, death not to praise or to declare in the assembly praise to God. If people were not praising God, it simply meant that they were not enjoying his benefits. And so we want to do that. In fact, it was a sin not to praise God and to declare. So as we share, I think we have a few who are already prepared to share, but just remember the ABCs, right? A is to be audible. So we do have handheld mics. I'll pass the mic around, and I'm just, you know, we've all received a blessing from the Lord in 2018, so just grab a mic. We have two, so grab a mic in preparation to be the next person to share, because we just want to keep it going, okay? So, but speak into the mic and be audible. The B, what's the B? Be brief, right? Now, hopefully we'll have many who want to share, so no long sermons. That's my job and Minister Randall's job, but we're not going to do that today, okay? So be brief. Keep it to a few minutes max, and you can just share a few seconds if you like, okay? That's fine. And then C, what is our C? To keep it Christ-centered, right? We want to keep the focus on Christ, all right? So with that, let's go ahead and who will be, do we have someone who has, I had already asked to share that they would be willing to start us off, and then, but let's go ahead, we have another mic up here, and so we'll just pass it around. Let's see, I think Peter is our usher, but who would be like to be our first to share this morning on the blessing that you've received in 2018? Again, it doesn't have to be, let's see. Can I pick on somebody if I... he's trying to hide back there. Can I pick on Kevin? Can you start us off, brother? I'm not going to give him a choice, okay? All right, so go ahead and grab the mic from Peter if you want to be next. So we're going to... Okay. Go ahead and stand up and just...
I'm thankful for getting a chance to be at church. And I've been blessed to be at church. I've gotten to be able to have a small group.
This last year, I'm in the back. This last year, I have had a lot of blessings. One of the biggest blessings was a big answered prayer. God answered an impossible prayer. Me and my wife, from the moment we graduated, started praying that we would pay off our student loans, but within a year's time, and that happened. And that seemed impossible, to be honest with you. I think I graduated. By the time I graduated, I think I had like $50,000 in debt. And so to pay off that much in a year is just a great blessing. Another great blessing, my wife is pregnant with our second child. That's a great blessing as well. And then I've also been really blessed just to be at this church and have passed away as a mentor. He's been really probably one of the best mentors I've had, and is a good friend. It's just someone great to talk with. So those are some of my blessings from this last year.
Hi, I'm Adcom. So this Easter, my husband Howard, he actually chose to get baptized this Easter, so that's a big blessing. And I'll be honest, when I met 12 years ago, I didn't think that was even in the question. We didn't have much of a relationship with God, but to see him accept Christ, you know, 12 years since I've met him, it's pretty amazing, and to see the transformation we've had since we accepted Jesus into our lives and kept our relationship with them. So,
I'm Will. Thanks, Kevin. I guess I'm just thankful for that I'm able to come back home this Christmas and then made it pass alive, or like this semester alive, so yeah. Okay, so I've been in the Army for like the past 2.5 months. I completed basic training, so that was pretty fun. But it was a rough time. Like, they pushed us like physically and mentally, and then like throughout the times, I guess like multiple times I wanted to give up on myself. But like then I'll be like, oh shoot, everyone back home's like gonna be disappointed or some crap, and then God sent me this far, because, like, every single day, like, I'd be hurting and stuff, so I'm just like, all right, God, please, like, heal my injuries and crap, and then hopefully I can make it through. But, yeah, that's pretty much it.
Daniel, and one thing I've been really thankful for God this year is that I was able to work with a really great Focus Youth Worship team, and it's been really great because, like, I thought I wouldn't really be able to spend a lot of time with them, but, like, God, like, let me have a lot of lenience with my band, like, with my band a lot more than I expected, and, like, the worship team has just been really great, and, like, I just feel like we've been really making a lot of difference.
I have a nice, like, friend group in high school now, so, like, we hang out a lot, so that's been nice. It's helped me relax a lot, and also there's just more opportunity to, like, get to know my friends and, yeah, I guess have spiritual conversations, so that's been really nice.
I guess for me, I feel really blessed to have been able to be back for the first half of this past semester. You know, when you get placed for clinical rotations, like, you're not ever guaranteed, like, whichever, like, spot, like, you want to be in. And it just so happened that, like, God allowed me to be back for, like, just the first half of this past semester and allowed me to just continue to be involved with the youth group here. Even though it was just for half a semester, but it was a blessing to be able to just, you know, spend time with a group of kids and get to know them a little bit better. So, you know, nothing's guaranteed, but, you know, everything that God provides is a blessing.
Hi, I'm Natalie. I guess one of the biggest ways I've been blessed in 2018 is that, so I joined this one debate team. It was very small at first. It was really hard. We were struggling to keep up with the larger schools. But then at the last tournament, we actually beat one of the largest schools in the district by collecting more sweepstakes points. So I think that was really good because then it shows that our hard work really paid off. And I think that by praying to God, he helped guide me to work harder and pushed me to my limits so that I was able to do everything that I needed to be able to accomplish this.
All right, well, keep thinking of what that one blessing, at least one. I'm sure there were multiple blessings in 2018, and we really want to hear from y'all. And, you know, as your pastor, I think for 4 years, I feel the freedom to go ahead and pick on you a little bit. So go ahead and get ready because, you know, randomly, I'm just going to call upon you to declare a praise to the Lord, okay? So you can either do it voluntarily or in response to, you know, Pastor Way kind of picking on you here. Those of you who know me a little bit better, you know, get ready as I get closer to you. You know, I may ask you to go ahead and declare something to the Lord. So I want to encourage you to go ahead and do it through the, you know, voluntary raising of your hand. Then, you know, oh, what do you know? I got one right here.
Hello? Yeah, I'm Kali, and this is my husband, HD. We have a one-year-old, Josiah. He's in the baby's room. We have been at this church for a little over a year. I think, like, for me, I'm especially thankful for the small group community, especially the women's group. I'm really thankful for all the ladies in our small group. It's really nice to... we don't meet that often. It's really like once a month, but it's really nice to that we can get together, have like a safe environment that we can all share our struggles and our lives and just pray for each other.
Can I? I also just want to praise God. Everything is grace, but I guess I'll just say I'm just thankful for my wife to get some points. I think her call, I guess, as a wife, the biblical message to submit her to her husband, I think it's like really hard. I think but I think it's really thankful that she's really faithful. She tries. She's real. So I'm just really thankful for my wife.
Thank you, HD. Don't be too hard on yourself, brother. We know there's times where it is easy to support you as well.
I just want to, I think on behalf of my wife, Jeannie, she's in the back, echo what Kyle shared as well. We're also very thankful for, in 2018, kind of reflecting back on what's God done in our lives. We're very thankful for the community that we have in this church, in particular through the Cornerstone Missional Community Group. We have been part of this church for 3 years now, and I think we transplanted originally from New Jersey, going back about 8 years ago. And our transition from Houston to Katy, we really weren't sure whether we'd be able to find a community, a group of brothers and sisters that we can study God's word with and pray with and grow with. And I think I think speaking for both of us, I think 2018, it was a year of a lot of growth in that area where we've tangentially seen the missional community group itself grow at the same time. So both the group itself is growing. I think we ourselves have been growing as a result as well. So being able to just receive encouragement like Kali shared from our small group, that's been really great to see. The church has been very receptive of us as a family, our two boys, and we feel just tremendously blessed that we have a safe place to not only worship God, but to raise our kids in. That's really important to us as well. So just a lot of blessing from God in that sense.
I've been practice for my score to 291 for if I get 100%, this means I don't have to use my walker.
If you're not with us regularly as well, we welcome you to share your praise to the Lord as well. So, okay. Okay, Annie.
Hey, so this year has been very like academically challenging for me, having a lot of really unfair professors and stuff. But this year has also been really like spiritually thriving for me. Being in Austin, it's been really hard being away from like my home church that I've grown up in and having to find another church. But I've found a church that I really like, Austin Stone, and been involved in their missional communities. And they also have life transformation groups. So it's really different having a lot of people around you who are really Christ-centered, who, like, when you're lost, lead you towards Christ. So that's really been a blessing for me. And also being a part of the worship team back here and also their worship community there has just been really amazing, especially when it's been such a hard time academically.
Hello. Didn't expect this, did you?
Our safety all okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Over a year ago, I started working here as an extra job, basically to provide security and make sure y'all are safe during your times of worship. In the beginning, I was met with some kind of not resistance, but people didn't really know what to expect of me. You know, I'm a cop. All right? But over the past year, I want to take the time to thank y'all, because now I see a lot more people opening up to me, and I'm not just a cop. I'm Wayne. You know, I get a lot of, you know, hey, Wayne, you know, gift cards, which I didn't expect. Okay. And it gave me the opportunity to come to a church, and that has a different culture, and see a different culture, intermingle with a different culture, and it's been a blessing. So thank you all very much, and thank him.
Yeah, we have multiple blessings this year, and beside the great community group that Kala and Eddie mentioned and Eddie mentions, I'm thankful for all of the women in the group, and they are really vulnerable, transparent, and just always think of ways to help other people. It's just amazing for me to see that group. And then I also really thankful for the youth as well. And it's just really a joy for me to see them grow and love God. And even though they're busy and they have so many things that they have to worry, but I remember when I was their age or anything like that, I'm not be like that. I'm thankful for specifically the people, the youth in my disciple group too. They love the Lord. They spend time on God's words, and especially they encourage me back. They lift me up because of what they are doing and what their faith is. We are also really thankful for the SDL team. I look at them and say, well, there are a lot of work for them to do. And they've been faithful at their age. They've been faithful serving and really self-sacrifice their time for the youth group. And the other, I've talked to Randall before. There are two specific people in having with the group that we want to thank. One is Beth. He last year and like the beginning of this year, Bruce is like, hey, Bruce, we have something, we need something. And he always like, I'm available. And Bruce just have a loving, kindness, personality that everyone love. And we're thankful for his willing to serve. And the other one is Stephen. And he already left, but I talked to several youth, and just in a not a long, very long time, but he had really good impact on the youth as well. The youth love him, share with him, open with him. So we're thankful for that, and we're grateful for these people who just do all of this because they love the Lord and they have faith in the Lord. And it actually a blessing because it reminding me that, you know, when you, I don't know what to say, but it just a joy to serve the Lord without thinking about reward or anything like that.
And just a couple more people real quick. I also want to thank Kevin Ming. He's been helping out with the youth group this last year. And also Leping. She's been helping out with the Focus Youth Group. It's been a great blessing. I have a passion for students to be discipled by the next generation. And so I've been really thankful for those who do come and help me out fulfilling that passion. So thank you, guys.
Okay.
Well, I'm Rachel, and I am thankful for my brother getting baptized this Easter, and especially for his friends going with him. Because, I mean, going alone, being baptized is actually kind of nerve-wracking. Because, I mean, you have to be in front of the entire crowd and be dumped in water. But, I mean, my brother, I'm just really thankful that he was able to go with the Lord and that his friends were able to guide him with them, including Brian. Great.
Wonderful. Okay. Yes. Okay.
Hi. I'd like to express my gratitude for God to providing us with so many volunteers from the parents to support Sunday school teaching and focus activities. And also, I would like to thank God for all the kids growing. Everybody can experience that, okay? These kids, we're witnessing the growth of kids. They really grew fast. We can experience that. And actually, they give us, as parents, a pressure for us to grow too, spiritually, of course, not physically. Thank you. Thank God for all this.
My name is Jonathan, and one thing that I'm actually just thankful for God and overall is just allowing Him to be able to still allow him to just be part of my life still, even when I'm away from my home church. One of the biggest challenges for me when I left Katy is the fact that I was afraid that my spiritual connection with God would have waned during my college years and such. But during my freshman years and the semester, I've been able to find a good church at Dallas. I've been able to find good communities and youth groups on campus as well. And the biggest impact for me overall was I was able to use a lot of the gifts that God has given me to be able to just serve and give back to Him overall, whether it's outside of campus or on campus, and I'm just really grateful that he still allowed me to be able to do a lot of good deeds through him overall.
All right. Okay. I think we have time for about one or two more, so.
Go ahead. Yes, go ahead.
This year, this semester especially, I've been grateful that God has blessed me with a youth-focused community that I've been able to depend on, and for the mentors that, like Randall and Pastor Wade, that have created this atmosphere for all of us here to rely on, even when, like, homework gets to us and stuff.
Okay, I'm not sure if we're going to be able to do one or two more because we were planning on passing it down the row. But anyways, so I'm really thankful for, like, the transition of, like, schools because, okay, so when I was in junior high, I heard that high school was, like, super stressful and all the high schoolers were, like, over-exaggerating it. And they're like, oh, you're going to get, like, 3 hours of sleep and you're all going to die, basically. So when I entered high school, it's actually, like, a difference because when I first entered it, I did kind of die because my grades are, like, bad. But I didn't know that you were supposed to study and, like, actually look over materials and take notes. So I didn't do that. And then second 6 weeks, I asked my friends, like, how are your grades so good? And they're like, oh, I actually study. So I'm like, oh, okay, so I should actually study too. So second 6 weeks and third 6 weeks, my grades were, like, relatively higher. So I just want to thank God for letting me survive high school for the first semester and actually be able to, like, know what to do and have a good work ethic. Okay.
Hi, my name is Frank. I just really want to thank God because I recently moved from Canada a few months ago, and the curriculum in Canada is, like, trash. And so I was scared because the American curriculum was a lot harder than Canada, so I wasn't sure if I was going to be able to catch up. But on the end, I actually sometimes, like, I can actually exceed people who've lived in America their entire life. And I just want to thank God that he has helped me, I don't know, like, get good grades and, yeah.
Hi, my name is Nicole, and this year I'd just like to thank God for allowing me to have a chance to go to CMC this year, because this year I've always had this doubt about faith, and then this year through CMC and through the great youth pastor, Aaron, I could really just finally be able to understand God and have full faith in him and make the decision to get baptized this Easter.
I do have one more. You reminded me of this, and I can also just finish up with announcements. And so the one big announcement that was really a great blessing this year at CMC is that we actually had 96 students make a commitment to become a believer or to get baptized in Easter. We didn't differentiate, but that's 96 students. That was about a third of our students who came to CMC. And so that was a great blessing. CNC was really good. And so let me go ahead and close. All right, let's sing. All right, let's have a closing song. So let me invite the worship team up, and then let me go ahead and pray while they come up. God, I just thank you so much for this, everyone who shared. And God, I just pray that we can always look towards your blessings and that you will help us remember the good things, God, and not just the bad. And that, God, that we can glorify you when things are good and not just when things are bad. That we can come near to you when things are good and not just when things are bad. And that, God, you are a good God, a good Father, who gives great gifts. Let us praise you for that. We pray that in Jesus' name. Amen.